Flip 7 How to Play Win and What the 2026 Editions Add. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Flip 7 is a press-your-luck card game where you flip number cards one at a time trying to keep going without flipping a number you already have. Draw a duplicate and you bust, 0 points for the round. Choose to stay and you bank everything you've collected. Land 7 different numbers and you trigger Flip 7, a 15-point bonus that ends the round for the whole table. Action cards, freeze, Flip 3. Second chance and modifiers, plus 2 through plus 10 and X2, let you gift risk to rivals or protect yourself, and the first player to 200 points across multiple rounds wins. The whole thing teaches in 90 seconds. Plays in 20 minutes, and has sold over 2 million copies since a Smosh Games video lit the fuse. The verdict, Flip 7 is the rare breakout that actually earns the hype. It won the Origins Award for Best Party Game, took a Golden Geek, and rode all the way to a 2025 Spiel des Jahres nomination, the most prestigious honor in the hobby. The flaw, it is engineered to hurt you. The math is a trap wearing a friendly face. Every card you flip makes the next flip more dangerous, and the game hands your opponents little levers, freeze, Flip 3, to shove you off the cliff at the exact moment you were about to bank. If you don't understand the deck, you will bust at 6 cards over and over and swear the game is just luck. It isn't, it's a probability curve you can feel with your fingertips once you know what's in the deck, and oh, have you seen what everyone is saying about it. I read Party Game Threads the way other people read the news, and Flip 7 has been the 1 AM game, the one that keeps the night going long after the real game is packed away. Somebody flips their 7th card, the whole table loses it, and then it's one more round, 4 times in a row. I've watched it convert people who swore they hate card games, that's the tell. So here is the whole thing, the exact rules, the exact deck, the actual bust math with the designer's fingerprints all over it. He was a math teacher before this game let him retire. Every 2026 edition arriving this year and the 5 push your luck games to buy the second Flip 7 starts feeling too familiar. Let's flip. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How do you play Flip 7? The rules in 90 seconds. Flip 7 is one deck and one loop repeated. On your turn you say hit and the dealer flips the top card face up in front of you. It's almost always a number card, 0 through 12. As long as you keep flipping numbers you don't already have, your line grows and your score with it. The catch is the whole game, if you flip a number you already have in front of you, you bust. You lose every point in that line for the round. Gone. So after every flip you make one decision, hit, flip again and risk it, or stay, stop and bank everything you've collected this round. Once you stay, you're safe and out until the round ends. A round ends when everybody has either stayed or busted, or when someone flips their 7th unique number card, which triggers Flip 7 and ends the round instantly for the entire table. Then everyone scores, the deal passes, and you go again. The first player to reach 200 total points wins. That usually takes a handful of quick rounds, that's genuinely it. Number cards don't repeat a number, hit or stay first to 200. Everything else, the action cards, the modifiers, the 15-point bonus is spice layered on top of that 90-second core. Teach this part first, deal a practice round, and let the rest reveal itself. The one sentence teach flip cards until you either chicken out and bank your points, or flip a number you already have and lose them all, and if you get 7 different numbers, you win a fat bonus and end the round. New players are playing by the end of that sentence. What's actually in the deck? The 94 cards that decide everything. You cannot play this game well without knowing the deck, and the deck is beautifully cruel by design. There are 94 cards total, split into 3 groups, number cards 0 to 12. This is the heart of it, and here's the wicked part, the quantity of each number matches its value. There's exactly 1 1, 2 2s, 3 3s, 4 4s, all the way up to 12 12s, plus a single 0 card which is worth 0 points but counts as a unique number, a genuinely safe flip. That's 78 number cards plus the 0. The design consequence is enormous. High numbers are worth the most points and are the most numerous, which means they're both the juiciest and the most likely to be the card that busts you. Action cards, there are 3 types and they're where the party lives. Freeze forces a chosen player or yourself to stop immediately and bank, like being made to stay against your will. Flip 3 forces a player to flip 3 cards in a row with no chance to stop between them, a coin flip of a gift. It can hand someone a fortune or blow them up. Second chance is your parachute, keep it in front of you. And the first time you'd bust on a duplicate, you discard the second chance and the offending card instead of busting. You can only hold one at a time. Modifier cards, these change your final math, plus 2, plus 4, plus 6, plus 8, plus 10. And a single X2. They aren't number cards, so they don't help or hurt the no duplicates rule, and they don't count toward Flip 7, they just juice your score at the end. Burn this into memory, there are more 12s than any other card and only 1 1. That single fact drives every good decision you'll make. When your line is full of high numbers, the deck is loaded against your next flip. When you're holding low cards, you're standing on the safe part of the curve. Why the pyramid matters, because quantity equals value. The deck is a probability pyramid. There are 12 12s live in the deck, but only 1 1. Every card you and your opponents flip removes a copy from that pyramid, which is exactly why card watching, not luck, separates good flip 7 players from frustrated ones. How does scoring work and what is the flip 7 bonus? Scoring happens at the end of each round, and only for players who stayed or were frozen. Anyone who busted scores 0 for the round, no matter how many cards they'd stacked up. That's the whole tension in one sentence. If you survived, add up the face values of your number cards first. A line of 12, 9, 7, 4, and 0 is 32 points. Then apply your modifiers in a specific order. The x2 multiplies your number total first, and then the plus modifiers get added. So that 32-point line with x2 and a plus 6 scores 32 by 2 equals 64, then plus 6 equals 70 points. Order matters, the multiplier never touches the plus cards, only the numbers. Then the crown jewel, flip 7. If you collect 7 unique number cards in one round, you score a flat plus 15 bonus on top of everything, and you instantly end the round for the entire table. Everyone else scores wherever they are, whether they were ready or not. A big flip 7 with a couple of modifiers can swing a game in a single round, which is why the whole table leans in when someone's sitting on 6 different numbers and reaching for a 7th. All of this ladders toward 200 points. You'll typically get there in 5 to 8 rounds. The scoring is quick mental math, which is deliberate. Keep a scorepad handy. The deluxe edition finally ships one because wait, whose turn was it and what's the score is the only friction this game has. Confirm you stayed or were frozen. Busted players score 0 for the round. Add up the face values of all your number cards. Apply the x2 modifier to that number total if you have one. Add your plus modifiers plus 2, plus 4, plus 6, plus 8, plus 10 after the doubling. Add the 15-point flip 7 bonus if you collected 7 unique numbers. Record the round score. First player to 200 total wins. The x2 is worthless if you bust a x2 modifier and a fat plus card feel like treasure. But they score nothing on a busted line. Holding valuable modifiers is a strong reason to stay earlier than you otherwise would. You're now protecting more than raw points. What do the action cards do and how do you weaponize them? The 3 action cards are what turn a solitaire probability puzzle into a party game where people gasp. Understanding them is the difference between fun little card game and we played until 2 a.m. Freeze. When you flip a freeze, you choose any player, including yourself, and that player is immediately frozen. They bank their current points and are out for the round. The obvious play is defensive. Flip a freeze while sitting on a beautiful line and freeze yourself to lock it in. The delicious play is offensive. Freeze the opponent who's one card away from a game-winning flip 7 or freeze someone with a fat x2 line before they can grow it further. It's a scalpel. Flip 3. You choose a player who must immediately flip 3 cards in a row, no stopping between them. This is the game's grenade with the pin already pulled and you can throw it at anyone. Hand it to the leader sitting on 5 unique numbers and you're basically forcing them to run a gauntlet where a single duplicate wipes their round. Occasionally it backfires gorgeously and gifts them a flip 7. That uncertainty is exactly why the whole table reacts when a flip 3 comes out. Second chance, pure defense and the one everyone wants. Keep it in front of you and the first time you'd bust on a duplicate, you discard the second chance plus the duplicate and keep flipping. It effectively buys you one extra card of courage. You can only hold one at a time, draw a second while holding one, and you must give it to a player who doesn't have one or discard it. A second chance in hand should make you noticeably braver about hitting. The deeper truth, action cards make flip 7 a game of timing and targeting, not just nerve. The best players aren't the luckiest flippers, they're the ones who freeze the right person at the right second and save their second chance for the flip that matters. Freeze the future, not the present. The strongest freeze isn't aimed at whoever has the most points right now, it's aimed at whoever is closest to a flip 7 or is about to double a huge line with a x2. You're not stealing points, you're denying a swing. Timing beats greed. The flip 3 gamble everyone remembers. Party thread lore is full of the same story. Someone gets handed a flip 3 at 5 unique numbers, the table holds its breath, and they either detonate spectacularly or complete a flip 7 off the forced draws. Either way, it's the moment everyone retells. When should you hit versus stay? The push your luck math, here's the part people get wrong, and the part that turns it's just luck into oh, I can actually get better at this. Flip 7's designer Eric Olson was a math teacher before this game let him retire, and it shows. The bus curve is not linear, it's a cliff. Think about it in terms of your line. With 3 unique numbers, your odds of the next flip being a repeat are low. The numbers you're holding cover only a small slice of the deck. By 5 or 6 cards, every additional flip starts to feel like a coin flip, because your line now covers a big chunk of the numbers still live. Crucially, the risk depends on which numbers you hold. A line stuffed with high cards 10, 11, 12 is far more dangerous to extend because there are so many copies of those numbers in the deck waiting to match. A line of low cards sits on the safe part of the curve. The practical heuristics the good players use. Consider staying once you're around 20 plus points unless you have a specific reason to push, a second chance in hand, a x2 you want to grow. Or a live shot at flip 7. Hit freely when your line is only low numbers 0 to 4. Those are rare in the deck, so adding another card is cheap risk. Get nervous at 5 or 6 cards regardless of the total. Because you're deep on the curve now and a bust wipes everything. A second chance makes you braver by exactly one flip. With it, push for the 7th card and the 15-point bonus. Without it at 5 unique numbers, banking a clean 25 to 40 is often the correct, boring winning play. Count what's out. If 3 12s are already face up around the table, your own 12 got much safer, there are fewer left to match it. This is the single skill that separates players. The seductive target is always flip 7 and it's plus 15, but the disciplined answer is usually to bank a solid line rather than chase a swing that busts a quarter of the time. Win the boring rounds, let the deck lure everyone else off the cliff. Chasing flip 7 loses more games than it wins. The plus 15 bonus is glorious, and it ends the round on your terms, but reaching for a 7th unique card when you're already holding high numbers is how the deck eats your entire line. Most rounds are won by banking a clean, unglamorous 30 while your rivals bust reaching for the crown. The card counting edge, you don't need a system, just glance around the table before you hit. If the numbers matching your line are already showing in other players' rows, they can't match you. Watching the board turns flip 7 from a slot machine into a skill game. Why is flip 7 so addictive, and how did it blow up? You cannot understand this game's rise without understanding why the loop is chemically compelling. Flip 7 nails the 3 levers every great push-your-luck game pulls. The decision is constant, you choose to hit or stay after literally every card. The stakes are all or nothing, bust, and you lose everything, which makes each flip a tiny drama, and the payoff is social, the whole table watches you decide, so your nerve is on public display. That's a slot machine you play with your friends' faces 2 feet away. Then there's the origin story, which is the good kind of surreal. Flip 7 launched at Gen Con 2024, a small deck from the OP USAOPOLY designed by a part-time inventor. Ray Billings from the OP handed a copy to Spencer Agnew of Smosh Games, one of the internet's original personality-driven channels, with tens of millions of subscribers and an enormous gateway role into the tabletop hobby. Smosh was skeptical they already had a wall of games, but the cast's chemistry turned out to be perfect fuel for Flip 7's public nerve drama. The video hit and the game went vertical. The numbers are staggering for a card game this small. Over 2 million copies sold, released in 19 languages, and weeks parked atop Board Game Geek's bestseller chart, outselling heavyweights. It swept a shelf of awards. And Eric Olson, the designer, got to retire from teaching math to make games full-time, a genuinely lovely coda that the community adopted as part of the game's charm. The honest read, Flip 7 is not deep in the way a heavy euro is deep. It's deep in the way a great party trick is deep, infinitely repeatable, endlessly social, and impossible to play just once. That's not a lesser thing. That's the hardest thing in the hobby to design, and Flip 7 did it with 94 cards. The Smosh effect is real. Smosh Games has long been a first door into the hobby for younger players building their first collections. Flip 7's public high-drama decisions were tailor-made for that format. The game basically performs itself on camera, which is exactly why it traveled. What new Flip 7 editions are coming in 2026? 2026 is the year Flip 7 stops being one deck and becomes a line. If you're deciding what to buy, here's the honest map of what's out and what's landing. Flip 7 Second Edition is the standard, the one to start with. The second edition is a light refresh of the original same game, cleaned up. If you own the first edition, you're not missing anything mechanical. The differences are cosmetic and component level, not rules. This is the version to buy if you already love the game and want the premium shelf presence, or if you're gifting it. The only knock is price. You're paying roughly double the base for foil and paper. Flip 7 with a Vengeance is the spicy one, and it's a standalone sequel, not an expansion, designed by Alyssa Swadek and Eric Olson, a Walmart exclusive. It cranks the take that up hard, new action cards that let you steal, swap, and discard, an enhanced Flip 4 negative modifiers, and the rules loosen so modifiers and actions can be played on players who have already stayed. Notably, there are no second chance cards, which makes every draw more dramatic and every table meaner. Reviewers note the card stock is thinner and cheaper than the original, so buy it for the aggression, not the components. Flip 7 Grinch Edition is a Walmart holiday exclusive with Grinch-themed art, same core game, seasonal skin, great stocking stuffer. And the big one on the horizon, the OP has confirmed licensed Flip 7 editions for 2026 with one or two new rules wrinkles built on partnerships with marquee brands, Hasbro, Disney, Marvel, Nintendo, Warner Bros., Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon. Nothing's been named specifically yet, so check current listings before you pre-order anything branded, but a Mario or Marvel Flip 7 is clearly the plan. Prices and dates move, check current editions, exclusives, and pre-order windows shift constantly on a hit this size. Every price here is a snapshot. Confirm the current figure and availability at the retailer before buying, especially for Walmart exclusives and any licensed announcement. First versus second edition and Flip 7 versus with a Vengeance, which do you buy? Two comparisons trip people up, so let's settle both. First Edition versus Second Edition. These are the same game. The Second Edition 2025 is a refresh that arrived after the game exploded and demand went vertical. It's about production, branding, and availability, not rules. There's no mechanical reason to hunt down a First Edition or to upgrade from it. If you own either, you own Flip 7, buy whichever is in stock and cheapest. The only real reason to prefer one is collector sentiment. Base Flip 7 versus Flip 7 with a vengeance. This is the choice that actually matters, and it's about temperament. Base Flip 7 is the clean, elegant, teach anyone version. The second chance card gives it a built-in mercy that keeps it friendly. With a vengeance rips the mercy out. No second chance, plus stealing, swapping, discarding a harsher Flip 4 and negative modifiers with actions that can even hit players who already banked. It's louder, meaner, and more chaotic phenomenal with a group that loves needling each other, potentially too spiky for a mixed stages family table. My honest recommendation, buy the base game first. It's the platonic version, it's cheaper, and it's the one you can teach to anyone from a cautious grandparent to a competitive nephew. Once your group has 50 rounds under its belt and starts craving blood, then bring in With a Vengeance as the grown-up variant for game night. They're not a base and expansion pair, each is a complete standalone game, so you're choosing a mood, not building a set. And if you're buying to gift or to show off. The deluxe foil edition is the one that makes people go ooh when it hits the table, and it finally includes the score pad the base game always wanted. How to build a Flip 7 shelf start, second edition base, gift or flex deluxe foil, group that loves conflict, add With a Vengeance as the standalone hard mode. Seasonal fun, Grinch, you never need more than the base, everything else is flavor and mood. What games should you buy when Flip 7 gets familiar? Here's the thing about a game this addictive, you will want the next hit. When Flip 7 starts feeling a little known, when your group has internalized the deck and the drama dips, these are the push-your-luck games to reach for next, each scratching a slightly different version of the same itch. I've laid out the full picks below, but the short version, no thanks. Is the closest cousin in spirit and price a tiny, brutal, instantly teachable card game where you're paying chips to avoid taking penalty cards, and every no thanks tightens the trap. If Flip 7 is do I dare take more, no thanks is do I dare say no again. It's the cheapest, tightest next buy. The gang flips the social wiring. It's a cooperative press-your-luck poker game where the whole table wins or loses together, communicating only through limited tokens. It's the we're all in this version of the same white-knuckle tension, and it's brilliant with the exact crowd that loves Flip 7's table-wide gasps. Diamond, Ink, and Gold is the pure classic push-your-luck experience. Everyone ventures into a mine together, grabbing gems, and each round you secretly decide to press on or leave with your loot before a trap wipes the greedy. It scales huge and plays fast, just like Flip 7. Full breakdowns, prices, and who each one is for are in the picks below. Match the itch, not the theme. Flip 7's magic is the constant public hit or stay decision, not the numbers. Chase that feeling. Any game where you repeatedly choose to press on or bank in front of your friends will land with a group that loves Flip 7. How do you keep Flip 7 fun at bigger, wilder tables? Flip 7 officially plays with three or more, and or more is doing a lot of quiet work. This game scales to genuinely enormous groups, which is a huge part of why it became a party staple. But bigger tables need a few small habits to stay smooth. Deal briskly and keep the loop moving. The whole appeal is pace. Don't let players agonize. The hit or stay call should be a heartbeat, not a committee. A round should feel like popcorn, pop, 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 groan, cheer. Watch the deck at large counts. With a lot of players, you'll chew through the 94 cards fast, and a round can trigger a reshuffle mid-flip. Just shuffle the discards back in when you run low and keep going. It doesn't break anything. Use freeze and flip three as social glue, not just weapons. At a big table, targeting decisions are the entertainment. Encourage a little theater, the announced freeze, the gleefully aimed flip three. That's where the memories come from. If your group is competitive, With a Vengeance's steal swap discard actions turn a big table into glorious chaos. Keep score visibly. With many players racing to 200, an unseen scorepad is where the fun leaks out in arguments. Put it in the middle. Or buy the deluxe edition, which finally ships one. A shared visible track keeps the ooh there at 180 tension alive, which is half the fun in the closing rounds. The core stays the same at any size flip, decide, bank, or bust. Scale just amplifies the social layer, which is exactly the layer you bought this game for. The one more round trap is the point. The single most reported Flip 7 experience is that a 20-minute game becomes 90 minutes because nobody wants to be the one to stop. That's not a flaw to manage, it's the exact thing you're buying. Lean into it. Final verdict, buy the base second edition. Everything else is flavor. Flip 7 is the most efficient fun per dollar in the party game aisle right now, and it isn't close. For about $8, you get a loop that teaches in 90 seconds, plays in 20 minutes, scales from a few friends to a roaring crowd, and produces the exact table-wide drama that made 2 million people buy it and a math teacher retire happy. The bus curve is real, the skill is real, and the one more round pull is so strong it's practically a warning label. My honest buying map, start with second edition. If you want to gift it or flex a little, the deluxe foil is genuinely lovely and finally includes the score pad. If your group has the deck memorized and craves blood, add With a Vengeance as a standalone hard mode, just don't make it anyone's first taste. And when even Flip 7 starts feeling known, the push your luck itch has a whole family waiting. IMA and Ice one more round reckoning. Is Flip 7 deep like a heavy Euro? Number is it the game I have watched keep more parties alive past midnight than anything else on my shelf? Yes, and it isn't a contest. Deep isn't the only kind of great. Repeatable and social is the hardest thing in this hobby to build, and Flip 7 nailed it with 94 cards and a cruel little pyramid of numbers. When you're ready for the next hit, wander over to the best cooperative card games for game night, or if you want the whole genre mapped, the best push-your-luck games to buy next. Frequently asked questions. How do you play Flip 7? On your turn, you flip number cards one at a time. Keep flipping numbers you don't already have and your score grows. Flip a number you already have and you bust 0 points that round. After each flip you choose to hit, flip again or stay, bank your points and stop. A round ends when everyone has stayed or busted, or when someone hits seven unique numbers, flip seven. First player to 200 total points wins. What is the Flip 7 bonus? If you collect 7 unique number cards in a single round, you score a flat 15-point bonus on top of your card total, and you immediately end the round for the entire table, forcing everyone else to score wherever they currently are. It's the biggest single swing in the game. How many cards are in Flip 7? 94 cards total. That's number cards 0 through 12, where the quantity of each matches its value, 1 1 2 2s up to 12 12s plus a single 0. Three types of action cards, freeze, flip 3, second chance, and modifier cards, plus 2. Plus 4, plus 6, plus 8, plus 10, and a X2. What happens when you bust in Flip 7? If you flip a number that's already in front of you, you bust, you score 0 points for that entire round. No matter how many cards or modifiers you'd collected. Your turn ends immediately. This all-or-nothing risk is the core of the game's tension. How does scoring work in Flip 7? Only players who stayed or were frozen score, busted players get 0. Add up your number cards face. Values, apply the X2 modifier to that total first, then add any plus modifiers, plus 2 through plus 10. Then add the 15-point Flip 7 bonus if you collected 7 unique numbers, first to 200 wins. How do the modifier cards work? Modifiers change your final score. The X2 doubles your number card total and it's applied before the plus cards. The plus modifiers, plus 2, plus 4, plus 6, plus 8, plus 10, add flat points after the doubling. Modifiers aren't number cards, so they don't affect the no duplicates rule and don't count toward the 7 cards needed for Flip 7. What does the freeze card do? When you flip a freeze, you choose any player, including yourself, who must immediately stop and bank their points, out for the round. Use it defensively to lock in your own great line, or offensively to freeze an opponent right before they'd hit a game-winning Flip 7 or double a huge line. What does Flip 3 do? You choose a player who must immediately flip 3 cards in a row with no chance to stop between them. It's high risk to receive. 3 forced flips can easily produce a bust, but it can occasionally backfire and hand the target a Flip 7. It's the game's grenade. How does the second chance card work? Keep a second chance in front of you, and the first time you'd bust on a duplicate number, you discard the second chance plus that duplicate instead of busting and keep flipping. You can only hold one at a time. It effectively buys you 1 extra flip of courage. When should you stay in Flip 7? A common heuristic is to consider staying once you're around 20 plus points, unless you have a specific reason to push a second chance in hand, a X2 you want to grow, or a realistic shot at Flip 7. Get especially cautious at 5 or 6 cards and stay earlier when your line is full of high numbers 10 to 12, since those have the most copies in the deck and are most likely to bust you. Is Flip 7 all luck or is there skill? There's real skill because card quantity equals value. 12 12s, only 1 1, you can read the deck. If the numbers matching your line are already showing around the table, you're safer to hit. Managing when to bank, when to spend a freeze, and when to save a second chance separates strong players from frustrated ones. It's a probability game dressed as a luck game. How many players can play Flip 7? The base game is for 3 or more players and scales to genuinely large groups, which is a big reason it became a party staple. Bigger tables just amplify the social action card theater. Flip 7, With a Vengeance, is marketed for even larger crowds. How long does a game of Flip 7 take? About 20 minutes for a full game to 200 points, though the reality is that groups almost always play multiple games back to back. The one more round pull is famously strong. Individual rounds are just a couple of minutes each. What's the difference between Flip 7 First and Second Edition? They're the same game mechanically. The Second Edition 2025 is a refreshed printing that arrived after the game became a runaway hit. The differences are production and cosmetic, not rules. There's no gameplay reason to prefer one over the other, so buy whichever is cheaper and in stock. What is Flip 7 With a Vengeance? A standalone sequel, not an expansion, by Alyssa Swadek and Eric Olson. It's a meaner variant. It removes the second chance card and adds steal, swap, and discard actions and enhanced flip four and negative modifiers and lets you target players who have already banked. It's a Walmart exclusive with thinner card stock. Buy the base game first, add this for a cutthroat veteran group. What is Flip 7 Deluxe? It's the same game with all foil cards and, importantly, an included scorepad for tracking wins and win streaks. It's the ideal gift version and solves the base game's lack of a scorepad at roughly double the price. Are there licensed Flip 7 editions coming? Yes. The op has confirmed licensed Flip 7 editions for 2026 with one or two new rules wrinkles, built on partnerships with brands including Hasbro, Disney, Marvel, Nintendo, Warner Bros., Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon. Specific titles hadn't been named as of this writing, so check current listings before pre-ordering anything branded. What games are like Flip 7? The best next buys are other push-your-luck games, no thanks. A tiny tight card game about refusing penalty cards, The Gang, a cooperative press-your-luck poker heist, and Diamond / Ink and Gold, a classic shared greed mindcrawl. All teach in minutes and deliver the same hit or bank tension. Where can I play Flip 7 online? Flip 7 is available to play digitally on Board Game Arena, which is a great way to learn the rules and feel the bus curve before or alongside owning the physical deck. Why is Flip 7 so popular? A combination of a near-perfect push-your-luck loop, a public hit-or-stay decision after every card, a tiny price, and a viral moment. A Smosh Games feature sent it vertical. It sold over 2 million copies in 19 languages, won the Origins and Golden Geek Best Party Game Awards, and earned a 2025 Spiel des Jahres nomination, the hobby's top honor.